This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will now come to order. The chaplain of the day leading us in the prayer is Reverend Mercy Hobbs from Trinity Episcopal Church here in Pier. Pages of the day are Abby Moon from Wall, more specifically Creighton, and Reese Euchre from Huron.
Let us pray. God of compassion and courage, we thank you for giving all of us gathered here today another day in which to love and serve you. We pray for all these men and women that have been elected, that they honor the promises they have made with grace and compassion and integrity, remembering those who are in need in the decisions that they make. Above all, that they will be led by your vision, placing you first in all that they are and all they do to your honor and glory. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Curd, DeSanto, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heiner, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Colbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nessebar, Nordstrom, Otten, Partridge, Russ, Russell, Schoenbeck, Smith, Soholt, Solano, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 29th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We have no doctor of the day, but I do have a couple of announcements and recognitions. First of all, thank you to the South Dakota Coalition of Citizens with Disabilities for the Fruit Cup served in the Rotunda this morning. Also on behalf of Senator Smith in the audience are the South Dakota State University students who are members of the Political Science Club and SDSU College Republicans. Would you please stand? Thank you for coming to your Capitol. On behalf of Senator Monroe, SDSU student Rachel Scone, she was a Senate page from 2016. Please stand. Welcome back. On behalf of Senator Heinert, the Explorers is a young men's service club. This year, the group has 42 members who are 6th through 8th grade boys from Chamberlain Public School and St. Joseph's Indian School. Since its inception in 2001, this group has contributed over $118,000 to the Chamberlain community, to Chamberlain schools, and to members of the community, helping to fund over $600,000 in projects. This year, they're raising money for improvements to the Explorers baseball softball field complex in Chamberlain, which is their very first project. Would you guys stand? Be recognized. Thank you for joining us. Reports of standing committees.
The Joint Committee on Appropriations had under consideration Senate Bill 175 recommending due pass, Senate Bill 80 and 128 recommend do pass as amended. And then they recommend deferring Senate Bill 158 to the 41st legislative day and recommend tabling Senate Bills 80, 102, and 156. Senator Wick, co-chair. Committee on Education had under consideration House Bill 1001 recommending do pass and House Bills 1066 and 1155 recommending do pass as amended. Senator Heinert, acting chair. Committee on Commerce and Energy had under consideration House Bill 1009 recommending do pass, House Bill 1196 recommending do pass to be placed on the consent calendar, House Bill 1022 recommend do pass as amended, and they recommend deferring House Bill 1185 to the 41st legislative day. The committee also recommends that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation and appointment of James Lust of Aberdeen to the South Dakota Building Authority. Senator Stalzer, chair. And the Committee on Judiciary had under consideration House Bills 1061, 1063, 1074, and 1103, recommending do pass. Senator Russell, chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit House Bills 1084, 1090, 1093, 1130, 1132, 1177, 1193, 1195, 1209, 1219, 1251, 1272, 1265, and H.J.R. 1001, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is requested. Sandra Zinter, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, a concurrent resolution directing the Executive Board to create a 15-member task force to study and make legislative proposals regarding alternatives to imprisonment for those convicted of the crime of ingestion of controlled substances. Senator Kennedy moves that SCR 7 be laid on the table.
Motion is a tabling motion. It's been made and seconded. That's a non-debatable motion. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call a roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin. Curd.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobach.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher. Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano. Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick. Wismer. Youngberg.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, the President declares the motion carried and SCR 7 is tabled.
Senator Langer moves that House Bill 1216 be deferred until Thursday, February 28th, the 32nd legislative day.
Second. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1084, an act to provide for specific classification of affordable housing structures for purposes of taxation. 1090, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the exercise of certain powers over certain property. 1093, an act to establish legal standards applicable to petition challenges. 1130, an act to revise provisions regarding certain Class II misdemeanors. 1132, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the treatment of alcohol and drug abuse. 1177, an act to revise provisions regarding the performance of a sonogram prior to an abortion. 1193, an act to provide a criminal penalty for causing an abortion against a pregnant mother's will. 1195, an act to revise provisions regarding juvenile justice. 1209, an act to revise certain provisions regarding vapor products. 1219, an act to revise certain provisions regarding surplus line insurance. 1251, an act to license out-of-state multi-jurisdictional totalizator hubs and distribute source market fees to the Special Racing Revolving Fund and the South Dakota Bred Racing Fund. 1265, an act to revise provisions regarding certain tax rates. 1272, an act to provide for remote notarization, and HJR 1001, a joint resolution proposing and submitting to the voters at the next general election an amendment to the Constitution of the State of South Dakota regarding appointments to fill legislative vacancies.
Those bills have been assigned as follows. Commerce gets House Bill 1219. Health and Human Services gets House Bill 1209. Judiciary gets House Bill 1130, 1132, 1191, 1195, 1272. Local Government gets House Bill 1090. House Bill Senate Appropriations gets House Bill 1251. State Affairs gets House Bill 1093, 1265, and HJR 1001, and House Bill 1177. Taxation gets House Bill 1084. Consent calendar.
House Bill 1200, an act to require the posting of contact information for persons serving on a board of township supervisors.
House Bill 1200, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1200. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobach.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
No.
Nelson.
Yes.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten. Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg? Mr. President, there are 31 yeas, 1 nay, and 3 excused.
House Bill 1200, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct. Second reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1215, an act to revise provisions regarding the posting of county and municipality ordinances.
House Bill 1215, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Mayor Wismer, is this your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 1215 is regarding
provisions for the posting of county and municipality ordinances. The main sponsor in the House had a situation in Yankton County where both parties were dealing with an inaccurate, an outdated form of a zoning ordinance, and it had a serious negative effect on the entire discussion. It wasn't discovered until after they'd spent quite a bit of time in disagreement that they weren't dealing with the most accurate version of the ordinance. So this bill is a result of that situation. If a county or a municipality is going to take the time and effort to post something on its website, this law, if it's passed, would say it's the responsibility of that governmental entity to be sure that the most recent and accurate version of the ordinance is posted. I would urge a yes vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks? House Bill 1215. Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I actually got feedback on this one, and I would recommend a no vote because it has some implications about having all new material all the time, and the commissioner that had contacted me said that it would be really difficult, and they would probably have to hire another person in the midst of their financial crisis that the counties are in now in order to comply with this law. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks? Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Wismer speaks a second time in closing? Senator Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. President. In regards to the single opponent that we did hear during committee, the prime sponsor of the bill felt it's very important. If the governmental entity is going to publish something, they need to have it be correct. And I don't think that that's too much to ask. If that it's better to have a correct version up or else not have it at all than to have an incorrect version posted. Thank you.
Seeing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1215. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will please call a roll.
Senator Blair?
No.
Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten? Partridge?
No.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick? Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Cronin? Mr. President, there are 30 yeas, 3 nays, and 2 excused.
House Bill 1215, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Joint Resolution 1004, a joint resolution rescinding House joint resolutions calling for a constitutional convention or convention of the states for the purpose of amending the Constitution of the United States.
House Joint Resolution 1004 is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have before you the ask that we rescind four previous calls for constitutional conventions, one being H.J.R. 2 from 1907, calling for direct election of the U.S. Senate, H.J.R. 5 from 1909, dealing with the same matter, H.J.R. 7 of 1909, calling for an amendment to prohibit polygamy, and H.J.R. 503 in 1971, calling for states to receive a share of the federal income tax revenues. I would ask for your support of this measure. Thank you.
Further remarks? Did we just set a benchmark for the day? Any further remarks? HGR 1004. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final adoption of HGR 1004. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White. Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 excused.
House Joint Resolution 1004, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared adopted. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1242, an act to include opossums within the definition of predator and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1242, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
President.
Senator Greenfield, go.
This doesn't count. Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. I'm asking you today to consider adding to the list of predator varmints opossums. I should note that they are also included previous in the law as fur-bearing animals. This would make the law consistent with respect to fur-bearing animals and predator varmints. I appreciate your support. Thanks.
Further remarks on House Bill 1242. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House, or before the Senate, is House Bill 1242, final passage of House Bill 1242. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll. And this is a two-thirds majority vote.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin. Kurd.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
No.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten. Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 1 nay, and 2 excused.
House Bill 1242, having received an affirmative vote of two-thirds majority of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1076, an act to revise certain real estate licensee advertising restrictions and grant rulemaking authority regarding real estate teams.
House Bill 1076, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. This legislation was brought in its first form in 2017. It was unsuccessful, and after that, they created a task force. The realtors across the spectrum were involved. This is the product of that task force. It was unanimously approved by the Government Affairs Committee and the Board of the Directors of the South Dakota Realtors. It's supported by the Real Estate Commission, and it simply says they're a regulated industry, and so consumer protection is their business. And this says if you're going to advertise that you're a team, you have to have at least two people. If there's somebody who's not a licensed realtor in the ad, you have to indicate who that is, and otherwise you advertise under the brokerage house that your license is a part of. It's a good bill. I appreciate your support.
Further remarks on House Bill 1076? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1076. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Nay.
Langer? Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sohold?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick? Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 yeas, 2 nays, and 2 excused.
House Bill 1076, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1157, an act to revise provisions regarding challenges to candidate nominating petitions.
House Bill 1157, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under current law, we are allowed to challenge petitions on the basis of signatures, but there is no ability to challenge petitions on the basis of whether the candidate meets the requirements of a candidate. In code, we have legislative candidate qualifications and executive candidate qualifications. This puts teeth into the law and integrity into the system. I would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Further remarks. House Bill 1157. Senator Nesbitt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a question for the prime sponsor.
State your question.
Yeah, just in the last couple of lines of the bill, there's a reference to about residency requirements. And I'm just wondering if we have a definition of residency or what would be the working definition of residency we'd use for enforcement of that statute.
Senator Greenfield, do you wish to answer?
With respect to residency, thank you for the question, Senator. I will note that residency is a rather subjective term, and it is based upon the intent of the individual as it relates to where it is that they would reside. So I hate to get long-winded, but if a person has established ties to a district, it would be very difficult to say that they're not residents of that district if they've maintained those ties over a long period of time. Thank you.
Senator Nesbitt, you have the floor.
Thank you.
Further remarks? Any further remarks? House Bill 1157. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1157. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call a roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessaba?
No.
Northrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick? Excused. Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, one nay, and two excused.
House Bill 1157, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1255, an act to make an appropriation from the Coordinated Natural Resources Conservation Fund to the State Conservation Commission and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1255, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there remarks? Senator Partridge.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Grants from the Coordinated Natural Resource Conservation Grant Fund are available for projects that show a natural resource conservation benefit to the state. Any organized conservation district within the state may make an application to the State Conservation Commission. The following projects have been received these, and they're very competitive in nature in trying to get them. Examples are windbreak tree planting, water development to provide for livestock, waterway construction and seeding, rangeland, pastureland improvement projects, water quality improvement projects, no-till cropping systems incentives. Those are just some examples. So House Bill 1255 allows the Coordinated Natural Resources Conservation Fund to be funded, if you will. It was established in 1992. It gets $500,000 on July 1st of every year through South Dakota codified law. The commission then, of course, does the actual determination of who gets these actual grants. So without passage of this, the State Conservation Commission will no longer be able to provide the grants to the districts, obviously. So I'd ask for your vote again on the State Conservation Commission here and this $500,000 and support House Bill 1255. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1255? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1255. This requires a two-thirds majority vote. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen? Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, one nay, and two excused.
House Bill 1255, having received a two-thirds majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1258, an act to create the Clean Air Act Settlement Fund, to make an appropriation from the fund and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1258, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. This bill is related to the Volkswagen Settlement Fund. It allows DENR, other spending authority, to use the Volkswagen settlement funds to provide financial assistance to eligible public and private entities to replace older diesel vehicles with new diesel, alternative fuel, and or electric vehicles and install electric vehicle infrastructure. The Volkswagen Corporation basically installed defective devices to cheat on federal emission testing, and so therefore they were taken to court. In California, the court ordered them to pay a master settlement. Our share is about $8.125 million. This will basically just give a couple examples: electric car charging stations. You can apply to the DNR for that along the interstate, maybe. There's even local freight trucks, buses, your local school buses, your transit authorities, and private bus companies can apply for some of this. It's all laid out pretty clear in the master plan agreement on the DNR's website. I'll stand by for questions on it. I sure appreciate a yes vote on this. The goal is to keep South Dakota's air pristine and clean. So thank you very much.
Further remarks? House Bill 1258. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1258. This also requires a two-thirds majority vote. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White. Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, one nay, and two excused.
House Bill 1258, having received a two-thirds majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1262. An act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain health care professionals who have complied with the requirements for certain health care recruitment assistance programs and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1262, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Other remarks? Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. President. I bring today House Bill 1262. It's a recruitment assistant program. Is an act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain health care professionals who have complied with the requirements for certain health care recruitment assistance programs and to declare an emergency. The recruitment assistance program is designed to assist rural communities, rural physicians, dentists, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, and nurse midwives. Participants in this program agree to practice in the community for 3 years. At the end of each, they will receive an incentive payment. House Bill 1262 appropriates $659,849 to the Department of Health to reimburse four physicians, one dentist, three physician assistants who will be fulfilling the requirements of their agreements with the state during fiscal year 2020. The second phase of this is Rural Health Care Recruitment Assistance Program. This appropriates $320,000 to the Department of Health to reimburse 53 eligible health care professionals who have complied with the requirements of Rural Health Care Facility Recruitment Assistance Program. The breakdown by profession and facilities are as follows, and there's basically paramedics, RNs, social workers, LPNs, and so forth. There's 53 of them. And this is $320,000 for a total of $979,849. That's what the total is for this recruitment process. I ask you for a positive vote on House Bill 1262. Thank you.
Further remarks? Any further remarks on House Bill 1262? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1262. Also requires a two-thirds majority vote. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobach.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Yes.
Nessebar.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
And Youngberg.
Aye.
Nelson.
Nay.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, one nay, and two excused.
House Bill 1262, having received a two-thirds majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, titles deemed correct. I would take a second to introduce a former Speaker of the House from days gone by. Steve Cutler, I believe, is in the gallery. Welcome back, Steve. Announcements. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a Bible study put on by the Capitol Commission tonight at Perkins, 8 o'clock. Thank you.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you. State Affairs tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., room 414. We'll do some more bills.
Senator Otten.
Transportation, 8:30.
Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a Senate Taxation Committee tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Human Services tomorrow at 10.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Military and Veterans Affairs tomorrow at noon. Thank you.
Any other announcements?
President.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations will meet in joint tomorrow for bill hearings at 8 a.m. Thanks.
Senator DeSanto.
There will be no local government tomorrow.
Any other announcements? Senator Heinert.
Thank you, Mr. President. State Tribal Relations legislative reception tonight, I believe, at the Red Rosa. Thank you.
And I have, the President has a number of bills that I'm going to sign, and I expect you guys to sit quietly while I'm going through that process. No visiting. President signing House Bill 1003, Act to certify that, I'm sorry, an act to revise eligibility for deferred imposition of sentence. President is signing House Bill 1021, an act to revise certain provisions regarding big bid bonds for public improvement contract.
President signing House Bill 1029, an act revised certain provisions regarding criminal background checks for adults working in child care institutions. President signing House Bill 1039, an act to provide for the use of Obligation Recovery Center for certain post-secondary technical institutes. President signing House Bill 1047, an act to revise certain provisions regarding recommendations for treatment of condition for probation. President signing House Bill 1049, an act to revise certain provisions regarding driving after consuming certain drugs or substances. President signing House Bill 1054, an act revised certain provisions regarding the possession of firearms on certain vehicles. President signing House Bill 1056, an act to prohibit certain local ordinance regarding firearms. President signing House Bill 1057, Act revise certain the definition of a test for purposes of public accountancy. President signing House Bill 1059, an act to revise certain provisions regarding vehicle dealer licensing. President signing House Bill 1067, an act to revise certain provisions regarding adult adoption. President signing House Bill 1068, an act to authorize the Transportation Commission to promulgate rules to allow certain motor vehicles to follow another motor vehicle on a state highway more closely than otherwise permitted by law. President signing House Bill 1070, an act to revise the procedure for judgment by confession. President signing House Bill 1072, an act to correct a definition in the Uniform Unsworn Domestic Declaration Act. President signing House Bill 1073, an act to revise provisions regarding the locating and spotting of predators or varmints from a drone. President signing House Bill 1077, an act to revise provisions regarding designation of a no maintenance highway. President signing House Bill 1079, an act to allow a person to perform plumbing work on a person's own property without license and establish a fee. President signing House Bill 1082, an act to revise certain provisions regarding scrap metal purchases. President signing House Bill 1092, an act to revise certain provisions regarding campaign finance disclosure reports. President signing House Bill 1124, an act to require a health care facility to perform mammography in uniform patients on breast density.
I want to make sure I wasn't misreading that.
President signing House Bill 1128, act revise provision regarding the maximum term
of promissory notes issued to municipalities. President signing House Bill 1143, an act revised provisions regarding contribution limits to political action committees. President signing House Bill 1159, act revise a provision that prohibits hunting mourning doves on public roads and highways. President signing House Bill 1198, an act to define activities that constitute human trafficking. President signing House Bill 1257, an act to authorize the Department of the Military to construct two storage buildings to make an appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. President signing House Bill 1260, an act to make an appropriation to continue the Veterans Bonus Program, declare an emergency. And I have in my hand the final bill. President signing House Bill 1263, an act revise the appropriations to the construction of the National Guard Readiness Center at Rapid City Airport and to declare an emergency. Madam Secretary.
Senator Blair moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Second. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Session is adjourned.